Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Joining me now is somebody that is most definitely not a stranger to Chai FM. It's a gentleman that is going to be chatting to us about how important it is to plan for the future and the importance to create goals and sticking to them in the next year. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome back to Chai FM, Ian Bezarabi. Ian, how are you today?
Chad, I am very well, and it's so good to be speaking to you.
So quite the topic, how important it is to stick to plans. Everybody comes with New Year resolutions. Everybody talks about what was good, what was bad, what they want to do. And somewhere along the line, the majority of those people fall off the bicycle. Let's talk about staying on the bicycle in 2022.
Thanks, Chad. I think it's so important. And as you correctly said, we all reflect and we all take this time. I think we all look at New Year as this time when everybody now needs to, at the strike of the hour when it comes to midnight, that we need to set these grandiose goals and everything. And the reality of the situation, Chad, is that some of these goals are achieved while others are not. And I think it's very important to understand why. And the one thing that has become more relevant now, especially during this time, is that one of the key aspects of goal setting and achieving our goals is consistency. And if you think about it, the last few years, we've lived in a very inconsistent world. So the challenge is, how do we achieve our goals if we're trying to maintain consistency, but the environment around us is very inconsistent?
So how do we realistically put together a set of goals that we can attain without being overly ambitious?
So I think the one thing is we actually have to be very cognizant of what we've been through. As you said, reflection is so important, is looking back and understanding, is we actually have to be a little bit kind to ourselves. And we certainly need to build true goals that talk to our mental productivity and that are mindfully going to build habits that are going to support us rather than put us in a position where we're going to be defeated. And one of the key things, Chad, that we need to do is we need to reframe our goals. And I think the one thing that is key about reframing our goal is having a different perspective. And it's quite funny how our mind plays tricks on us. And why I say our mind plays tricks on us is that if we're constantly looking at the gap of getting from where we are today to where we want to be, the ideal, we're always going to find that to be a huge challenge. We're always going to say, well, I've got so far to go. I'm not getting to my goal. I'm not achieving it. So what I mean by reframing and having a different perspective is we need to measure the progress. So a great colleague of mine in the coaching industry, a guy by the name of Dan Sullivan, Dan has coined a phrase which I absolutely love, and he says we need to measure the gain and not the gap. And measuring the gain is reflecting and saying, where have we come from? What are we achieving? Rather than looking at how far we still need to go.
Now, you've referenced having somebody say something that you've taken cognizance of. Help our listeners to understand why sometimes they can be their own worst enemy and so hard on themselves, and sometimes it's best to have the intervention of a third party to help them achieve those goals, help them to attain those changes that they're so desperately looking for in their lives.
So Chad, it's not uncommon for us to all know that our worst critic is our inner critic. Is we're very hard on ourselves, and usually by being very hard on ourselves, we can be we lose perspective. I use this word perspective because I think to a large degree, when we get stressed and when things don't go the way we want them to go, we get stressed and we then become hard on ourselves and we focus on the negative rather than the positive. And that's why working with somebody who can look at you from a different perspective, or look from an external perspective, can be a guide and can be a support person to help you to set manageable goals and also to put in milestones. I always say it's very important to have milestones and to be able to measure those milestones. And sometimes when we're doing it and we're in the moment, we lose that ability to measure. So having a coach or having somebody who is there, your biggest supporter, who's going to be critical. You know, you don't want somebody who's a cheerleader all the time just telling you how good you are. You actually want somebody to be a little bit tough on you, but tough because they're there to support you, not because they want to stand on you. They want to actually help you to get over that line. So it's very important to get somebody to give a different point of view.
Ian, in closing, if you could give one piece of advice to our listeners going into 2022, what would that be?
I think the most important thing is to acknowledge what each and every one of us have achieved in the last year. It's been a difficult year. It's been a challenging year. We've overcome some massive obstacles, and we often see those as just negatives. Look at them as the positives. Look at your growth. Look at things that you have been able to achieve that you never thought you would be able to achieve, and take strength out of those achievements and put those into your energy and your goals for the year ahead, and make sure that you measure the things that you're gaining and don't always strive towards the ideal, because the ideal will always change. So as I say, in the words of my friend Dan Sullivan, measure the gain, not the gap.
Ian Bezrabi, thank you so much for joining us today. Looking forward to chatting again, not too distant future, and all the best for 2022.
Thank you, Chad, to all of you and to the great team that you've got supporting you there at 5FM. Wishing everybody and all the listeners an awesome 2022.